The appointment of Saudi Arabia's first ever female ambassador is being met with caution by human rights advocates. Princess Rima Bint Bunda was announced as the new ambassador to the US on the weekend, having spent 23 years of her life in America. For analysis, I'm joined now by Fatima Yazbek from the Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights. Fatima, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Why are you sceptical about this diplomatic appointment?
To begin with, the Saudi authorities were not ever as human rights respectful. There are many human rights defenders, especially female, in the jail serving lengthy sentences because of their demanding of their rights and because of expressing their opinions. These women are facing ill treatment, are facing harassment, including sexual harassment, in the Saudi prisons. So this step from the Saudi authorities, as long as we will come it in cautious, we think that it's a good beginning in the right way, but we are also very concerned about the human rights situation in Saudi Arabia.
So what if the new ambassador to the US was another man? Would the function of the role be any different?
I don't think so, because the guidelines and the policies are already appointed by the high-profile Saudi officials in Saudi Arabia. So it won't really make a difference if the ambassador was a man or a woman.
Princess Rima Bint Bandar's father was Saudi ambassador to the US. She lived there for more than two decades during that time. Besides that history, how significant is it that the first female ambassador is being posted to Washington?
I think it's kind of giving advantage or more advantages to the U.S. administration, because it is a close ally to the Saudi Arabia, especially Crown Prince. Maybe this step is one of the behind-the-scenes agreements between the two administrations, I'm not sure. But of course, it is a significant point. So the first ambassador, the first female ambassador, is appointed in Washington.
What about the fact that Donald Trump is president? Would that have had any bearing on this decision from the Saudi government?
I guess yes, because Donald Trump and Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi crown prince, are too close. They have some agreements, some business between each others. So I think Trump as a president has an impact on Mohammed bin Salman's latest decision.
US tech giants Google and Apple are under pressure to stop supporting an app that allows Saudi men to track and restrict the movement of women and girls. Here's the princess speaking to CNN about guardianship laws and the status of women as minors.
I can tell you, as a divorced mother of two, this is urgent for me. This is urgent because right now I actually do have a family that will allow me to be mobile and dynamic, but that's not the reality of a lot of women. And until it's the reality for a lot of women, I think we need to keep pushing forward with that conversation. Is it going to happen today? I couldn't tell you. Would I like to see it in the near future? Absolutely. And as a woman in government, my role is actually to keep highlighting the issues that will help us move forward holistically, not just for an elite community, for a small community. It's for a national interest.
Could having a female member of the Saudi royal family as U.S. ambassador help to improve the status of women?
I hope so, but I'm afraid that the princess won't be able to do much in accordance to the current Saudi policies and Saudi authorities. I think many human rights activists, especially female of them, tried to do that before, tried to campaign for their rights and their freedoms, but most of them are now serving lengthy statements in jail, or they are living outside Saudi Arabia. So I'm not sure how much. I hope that she will be successful. I hope that she can achieve more rights and freedoms for Saudi women, but I'm not sure how much she will be able to do that under the current authority.
How does she plan to, I mean, I know you don't have any insights into her thinking, but it's a fascinating story that she clearly has articulated these views, but is really constrained by the rules. How can she straddle both those worlds?
I think because she lived big period of her life in the US, I think that that had an impact on her, on the way she thinks. So she's not a typical Saudi woman living in Saudi Arabia all her life under the guardianship rules. She spent good time living in the United States. So that give her deeper look on how the women outside Saudi Arabia are living, how they are gaining their rights and freedoms. So that might be a reason.
It's a really interesting story. Fatima, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Fatima Yazbek is from the Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights, and this is RN Drive.